We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Emily, you have been a driver for ride sharing. And how long have you been doing it?
Well, I started doing it. I signed up for it as soon as we got the news it was coming to Buffalo. I signed up for it, so by the time it was ready, I was on the road and ready to go the first day it started.
And what have been your experiences as a driver?
Well, it was a great way for me to get to know the people of this city and get to know the roads, because I've only been living here for less than 2 years. So it was a great way for me to get to know different parts of Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And like I said, I met people from different walks of life that I normally wouldn't, you know, at work or at my home.
Emily, as far as being a driver, what is the overall experience like? Has it been positive? Has it been negative?
It's been overall positive. I think the hardest part was when I first signed up and we were all ready to go, everyone that did sign up at first, business was booming. But then as time went on and people heard about how great it was to drive for ride sharing, more and more people signed up and there wasn't a cap. So there was more drivers than it was demand. And after a while, there just wasn't enough work. And it wasn't even worth it after a while. I discontinued driving.
How much money would you say you made as a driver?
As a driver, after taxes and everything, I probably made about $600.
Well, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad for how little I did it.
What was the experience like as far as the drivers, the people you were, the people riding as you were driving?
They were normally polite. It gets a little hairy when you're picking up people from bars at night on the weekend. But it was mostly a lot of people, it depends where you hang out to find people that need rides. So, you know, if you're in the suburbs, you get a lot of people that don't have access to a car, that their work is far away. So you're driving them to work instead of them, you know, getting on a bus and waiting a really long time to get to work. So I was taking people to work. I was taking them home Sunday mornings, or taking them to their cars Sunday mornings, because they took an Uber home after being too intoxicated to drive home. So that was really neat, that I felt like I was helping in a way to keep people safe.
With ride sharing, do you anticipate expansion as far as ride sharing, and do you anticipate getting back as a driver?
I'm not really sure how it would expand. I think people are looking for cheaper rates, and I think the riders are struggling to get enough out of it for how much wear and tear you put on your car, because it's a lot of mileage.
The $600 you made in the time you were a driver, would you consider that money worth it?
I think if you need money immediately, it's a good option for you, because as soon as you make the money from the rider, you can have the option to send it straight to your bank account. So if you're in need of money right away, it's great. But if for a long-term thing, maybe not so much.
Did some of the money you make as a driver, did that end up going into the wear and tear repair for your car?
It made me more responsible for the cleanliness of my car. I don't think my car has ever been so neat and clean before, because I was always at the car wash, getting it washed, getting it detailed. I never left anything in my car. Now there are probably 5 coats and 6 hoodies laying all around my car, which it's not as clean anymore. But I was actually doing all that stuff because the cleaner it is, the neater it is, the higher points you get. And when you're a better driver, you get more perks as well, and it keeps you driving. I think Buffalo is a city where there are people that are struggling financially, mm-hmm. and they're looking for an option instead of having a car, but sometimes the ride sharing can still be a little bit expensive for situations like families that have multiple children and babies, and they're trying to go grocery shopping, and they can't afford the Uber XLs or, you know, the ride shares that are bigger portion. Sometimes it's too expensive for them. So I think it's still leaving a lower class behind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.